Hezekiah, in that first reading, is on the edge of death. He is mortally ill, as it says. And he's told, in no uncertain terms, get your affairs in order. Basically, your time's up. Sort your life out, because you're going to die. And what does Hezekiah do? Does he wallow in some self-pity? Does he turn over and just turn within himself? It says he turns towards the wall in his bed. But he's not just turning within himself. He turns to the Lord. He goes into his secret place, which we're all called to, our inner room, and prays to the Lord to have mercy on him, to spare him. And what happens, as we heard in that first reading, the Lord hears that prayer, adds 15 years to his life, tells him to go up to the temple in 3 days, and gives him the answer to his prayers, because he turned to the Lord in his heart. For you and I, friends, there's a term for this, right? It's a certain turning back to the Lord, some conversion, a metanoia, which is a turn of the heart. For you and I, maybe not mortally ill, but in our own illness, in our own sickness, maybe spiritually, sickness and sin, the ways in which maybe we go astray and we ignore the Lord, we're constantly called to that turning back, especially in a mortal illness which is not physical, but spiritual and related to the lives in which we're called to lead as Christians. Constantly we're called to that turning back. And there's never a moment, even with Hezekiah, when he's told, this is your time, time's up. There's never a moment when we cannot turn back and receive the mercy of God. For you and I, we're told today, something greater than the temple is here. And we know who that is, the same Lord who will come to us in the great sacrament of the Eucharist and gives us what also? Mercy. In our turning back to the Lord, there is nothing too great, no sin, no burden that you carry, that it's too great, that he cannot absorb and completely absolve through the great sacraments of the church, especially in reconciliation. So to recognize today when he says, I desire mercy, not sacrifice, that just as he has forgiven us, we also are called to be merciful to others, to be people who are victims of mercy, people who look like they've been hit by mercy, knowing the forgiveness and mercy of God and sharing it with others. One of the greatest ways that we can imitate our Lord is to also be merciful, because he's first merciful to us. One of the greatest imitations of the divine, friends, is to be a person of mercy. So today in our hearts, as we turn back to the Lord in any way in which we've turned away, let's recognize the mercy which is availed to us in these great sacraments of the church, and recognize the God who desires mercy, not sacrifice.